Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Very interesting day at camp. One, it was dreary, but the Falcons practice, and for the folks who made it out, Mike said it earlier, man. Big shout out to Falcon fans.
Yeah, about 400. Look, I guess about 400, I thought, out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because it was, you know, you could have easily said, I ain't going today. But the interest in this team remains very high, and I think a lot of fans want to see it. It was cool to see Penix connect a couple of different times today, and I thought he had a really good practice.
Man.
Like, it's been hard for me to say Michael Penix is, and I'm being serious here, has had a bad practice. It's not that he hasn't had incomplete passes, but his practice as a whole, when you go 11 on 11 and you kind of figure out, okay, they're trying to do some red zone work or whatever it's going on, he's looked good, guys. And again, I'm not trying to hype this up. I'm just telling you, like, there haven't been days where I've left and gone, he's all right. He's looked good all the way around, and so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's very hard on himself. You've heard some of the post-practice interviews. I think Thursday was probably his worst day that we saw with those interceptions. He talked about it. You know, he said he's got to be better.
In the red zone.
More accurate. But at the end of today, I mean, every day there's a 9-to-5. There's a Penix to Drake, and it's beautiful. And he's catching him in stride. Bijan continues to do Bijan stuff every day. And as we said, DJ Shark, if he's going to fill in the short term for Darnell Mooney, he's going to have to get his act together.
Penix today, by the way, if you're going by the numbers, and look, I don't get too caught up in this. We're talking about practice, but we're also talking about what are they working on. And sometimes we are not sure as we're taking it all in until maybe after practice when these guys talk about it. But 12 of 15 passing in the rain, and he hit Kyle Pitts for a touchdown. And it was funny because after practice, Penix said it reminded him of Seattle. When we forget, he's used to playing in this kind of weather, so it wasn't a problem. He can grip the ball and let it rip. But Jalen Walker also practiced today. We're going to talk more about that coming up. But right now, we got to talk some dogs. Connor Riley is here. The countdown is on. Connor Riley, what do you think about the polls before we get into Georgia and what's been happening at practice? Coach's poll came out. I think they had Georgia at 4. You okay with that?
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair place to start this team. Now, like, I don't agree that Texas is the number one team in the country. I think much of that is tied to Arch Manning and the presence of him and what he might be able to bring. Because I actually think in terms of what Georgia and Texas have to replace from a year ago, there are a lot of similarities. Both starting quarterbacks are now gone, though they bring in guys who have some experience. 4 to 5 starters on the defensive line, or on the offensive line, rather. Couple of key pieces on the defensive side of the ball as well. So, you know, Georgia and Texas are right there. It's not a surprise to me that the top two teams in the SEC, 9 SEC teams ranked in the top 25, and 26 and 27 are also SEC teams. So it just really speaks to the depth of the league and what Georgia's going to have to navigate this year. You know, they may not start the season as the number one team, as the number 4 in this poll, but they are going to have a chance to play their way and show that they are the number one team come the end of the season.
I mean, by week 3, I saw a top 25 where they had Tennessee in 19. I think Brett McMurphy had that. I'm like, I don't know how Tennessee is going to be that without a great quarterback. We'll talk about that when we get closer to the UT game. But what about this article?
Tennessee.
See, Carl, there's two UTs.
No. Go ahead.
There's two UTs.
There's one.
I read your article today, man. We're always looking for that next big, you know, dude. And kind of cool to see a guy stick around for a number of years. But you talked about Micah Morris. Connor wrote this article today in Dog Nation, who is a physical freak. Bruce Feldman talked about him, 6'4", 330. But can this guy contribute? I mean, this will be his last chance to be that big space grabber. What's his role on this team?
Yeah, this is a guy, Michael Morris, who in the spring when we got a chance to talk to him, said he wanted to be in that Jamarius Sawyer-type role. And for Georgia fans who remember, Sawyer, a key piece in his time at the University of Georgia, won a national championship as a senior after he had to sort of wait a while. Michael Morris is going to be this team's starting left guard. And the biggest thing with him, look, he is as strong as the day is long. And there are a few, I think, athletes in the SEC that have the power and size that he brings to the table. The big thing with him is, can he get on and stay on the field? He started 5 games for Georgia last year, and I think there's a world where they would have been content to let him start out the rest of the season after Tate Ratledge came back from injury. But in that Florida game, Micah Morris picked up an injury as well. And so the big thing, not just for Morris himself, but the offensive line as a whole, is they've got to come together. Kirby said this last week. They've got to gel. I think injuries were a big reason why that was not the case a season ago. And these top guys in particular, yes, Micah Morris, but Ernest Green at right tackle, Monroe Freeling at left tackle, those three guys have to stay on the field because I know in recent weeks we've talked about the top end talent on Georgia's offense. If this Georgia offense is going to do what it needs to do and put this team in a position to win a national title, which is the goal at Georgia, they're going to need, I think, two, maybe even three guys that are all SEC capable level offensive linemen. I think Green, Freeling, and Morris have that talent level. But they have to be out there on the field and play to it this year for Georgia.
Connor, Kirby told our buddy Steak Shapiro on the Steakhouse last week that it was mental and technical when it came to drop balls. 36 drop passes last year. How do they fix this? And is he fixing it?
That's the thing. A lot of people that weren't happy with James Coley. I thought Coley actually did a really good job of overhauling the talent in this room. It sounds like Noah Thomas, the Texas A&M transfer, has been one of the real standouts early on here in fall practice. Zachariah Branch is as gifted as any wide receiver that has come through Georgia in recent years in terms of the speed, in terms of the shiftiness. But it wasn't just one guy that was having issues with drops. And people can point to Arian Smith and they can point to Dominic Lovett. But like, Dylan Bell, who's normally shorthanded, I think it bled into him last year. Oscar Delp has had drop issues at times. It is a collective group. We've heard that they're putting in extra quotas that they have to hit extra practice in terms of catching footballs. But like, I do think that these guys, especially at times last year, you know, they'd go through. I'm sure they were catching as many as they could in practice. And then when the game came around, there were just so many timely drops. And with a quarterback who I don't think is quite as good as Carson Beck was in some areas a season ago in Gunnar Stockton, they're going to have to help him a lot more. And if they have the same drop issues that they did with Carson a season ago, it's going to be another very long season for the Georgia offense.
I know we've talked a lot about the run game. Does Bobo change his approach because he's got a young quarterback that we still really haven't seen? It's kind of the same argument we have with Michael Penix as far as how much he's been tested. Do we try to make – I know, you know what Georgia fans say – okay, Connor, you know what I say. Run the damn ball. Are they going to run the damn ball?
I think that they're going to do more to help Gunnar and take less off his plate. Kirby had mentioned at SEC Media Days that in that Notre Dame game, they had sort of called the game to try and help Gunnar. And yes, you're always supposed to do that with your quarterback. But I think last year they put a lot on Carson Beck's shoulders and wanted him to run the offense and made it a pass-first offense. And look, they weren't a great rushing team for a number of reasons last year. But I think this year, and based on everything Kirby has said, going back to the spring, through summer, even through fall camp, he made multiple discussion points about the run game and how Georgia needs to be better in that regard. If this Georgia team can't run the football with the assets that they have, Nate Frazier, I think, is as talented as any running back in this league. And Josh McCray from Illinois, a guy who had 10 touchdowns in the Big Ten a year ago. If they struggle to run the ball again this year, I know Mike Bobo is not the most popular figure and we're expecting to talk to him this week. If Georgia can't run the ball this year, we're not going to be talking to Mike Bobo next year. We're going to be talking to a new offensive coordinator. I think that's the pressure and those are the stakes on this offense this year to get it right.
Wow. I mean, that's strong because they have a good relationship, but it is about getting the job done.
Right.
I don't disagree if this offense doesn't look better. Tell me about John Gruden giving a speech to the Dogs. What was that all about?
Yeah, so John Gruden, you know, got some, I think, like a Georgia care package this past spring, you know, and Gruden gave him some love on social media. And when you hear and talk to guys on this team, the phrase that they bring up is fire, passion, and energy. And John Gruden, you know, certainly in the social media space and even during his time on NFL sidelines, certainly embodied that. And so I think they lean into that. I think they like that. I think they recognize who Gruden is and just sort of how much he loves football. And I do think that that is something that Kirby wants this team to lean into. They want to lean into the love of the game. They want to lean into, you know, the youthfulness and fun aspects of it rather than maybe perhaps the business type angle that we've seen Georgia teams take in years past. And in a weird way, kind of make football a little bit more fun again around there. And so much of this stems from, I think, NIL and the way that the sport has devolved and you know, moving towards a more professional model, but not quite so much so. And so bringing a guy like Gruden who embodies fire, passion, and energy, I think only further taps into what Kirby Smart wants his team to be.
I was reading an article this week as a Connor Riley guy joins us from Dog Nation about Jared Curtis basically taking less in the envelope to come to Georgia. And is that just another example of, you know, what Kirby's preaching and how quickly should be worried that that changes? And then Jared all of a sudden goes, pay the man. I mean, or is this is obviously they brought him in for a number of reasons. He's a good fit for Georgia, and that's why the money is where it is.
Yeah, I think all those factor into it. Look, if money was the singularly most important thing to Jared Curtis, he'd be at Oregon right now. And so I think Jared, at least on the front end, is comfortable taking a little bit less. And that's something that Kirby Smart has consistently preached, where, you know, he doesn't want the guys who are unproven on this roster to be the highest earners. They want them to go out there and earn it. You know, Stetson Bennett was making over $1 million in his time at Georgia and NIL when he had won a national championship, came back, and then went on to be a Heisman finalist. And so I think, you know, when Jared Curtis is a great example, how's it going to look when, let's say, Gunnar comes back? He plays well this year as the starter going into next year, but potentially Jared Curtis is making more money than him. That does lead to some issues. That leads to some, I think, unforced errors that coaches can bring upon themselves. And so ultimately, it's great for Georgia that they're able to find a prospect like Curtis, develop the relationship, and build it to the point where he is comfortable saying, yeah, I'm going to take a little bit less coming in, knowing that if I put in the work and do everything I need to, I'm going to end up making more money on the back end, not just at his time at Georgia, but at the NFL level as well.
Is South Carolina going to be in this year's playoff? Look, they're coming in the coaches' poll at 13. I don't think they're sleeping on anybody, right? Nobody's going to take on South Carolina this year and go, oh, well, you know, we're going to be surprised. I think people know they got a really good quarterback. They're well coached. Look, you could easily go from 13 inside of the top 10, and there's a real chance that that might happen. Do you feel like they're going to be a playoff team?
I think the thing that works against South Carolina this year is their schedule. And look, it's the same schedule they had last year, only it's flipped. But you got to go to LSU. You've got to go to Texas A&M. You've got Ole Miss and Alabama coming to your place. You've got to play Clemson at the end of the season. Those are five teams all ranked in the preseason top 25. And look, like, that's every SEC team schedule to an extent. But, you know, LSU expects to make the playoff. Alabama expects to make the playoff. Ole Miss is an interesting playoff-level contender there. Clemson, you know, seen as a potential top five team come the end of the season. So I'm going to be really interested with South Carolina. Like, Lenore Sellers has as high ceiling as any quarterback in this league. And if he is able to do the simple things a little bit better, remember, he was dinged up in that LSU game and in that Alabama game a season ago. If he's able to do the little things a little bit better, I think that's going to take a lot of pressure off the defense that loses some really key pieces and put them in a spot where, you know, do I expect them to win the league? No. But if they can go 10-2, a one-game improvement from where they were a season ago, I think that there's a world where South Carolina can find itself in playoff conversation. They've just got to find a way to not give away any of those games against lesser talented teams, while managing to go 3-2 against those teams that I mentioned earlier.
And the Florida Gators also, and some people feeling top 25 team. DJ Lagway was able to practice. A lot of people freaked out last week, Connor, with that walking boot, but I guess he's okay.
It's always something with Lagway. And it's a bunch of minor injuries, but at a certain point, those start to add up. And look, there's a lot on the plate of Lagway and Billy Napier, too. And Florida's schedule is just as difficult as it was a season ago. And so they're going to have to find a way to navigate that. And, you know, a year ago, you know, you have Graham Mertz, he gets hurt, and you have Lagway step in. Well, You have Lagway step in. Who do you have behind him? Harrison Bailey, who has very limited experience and none of the upside that I think a Lagway does. There is a lot on DJ Lagway's shoulders this year at Florida. I think it's the biggest reason for optimism, more so than tied to any one team in this league. But the fact that he missed time in the spring and he's missing more practice time this fall, it just, you know, you start to worry, do these injuries start to add up, and does that start to have a compounding effect on the Florida team?
What's the schedule for the Dogs? When are they going to scrimmage here, Connor? Do you know?
They usually have their first scrimmage this coming Saturday, and they'll have another one the week after that. And then before you know it, start of the regular season will be here when they take on Marshall on August 30th.
All right. Yeah, man, I can't wait. Coach's poll is out. We're going to talk more about it. Connor Riley, tell the people where they can follow your stuff.
Yep, you guys can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley.
Good cool, stuff. Man. All right, man. Connor talking about the Dogs. Lots of stuff there to figure out. Mike, when you say in the envelope, it sounds dirty. Because it's legal now.
Right.
You know, it's like in the envelope. It's like it's under the table. It's legal. They could pay Jared Curtis as much as they want.
Right.
The question is,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How much do they want?
But again, when you're losing the best defensive player to Texas, it's all about the money. Losing one of the best linemen in the country to Miami, about the money. That's why it's kind of hard. The article I was reading, I think, with Sporting News was saying, wow, this kid must really be the special sauce Kirby's looking for, who really is more about the money.
No doubt.
Less about the football program, less about the money.
Hey, I want to remind you guys, we are going to be at Buffalo's Cafe on Wednesday in Flowery Branch. We're coming your way, Flowery Branch. So come on out and hang out with Dukes and Bell. We'll be wrapping up another day of action at Falcons training camp. Enjoying great food and drink at Buffalo's Cafe. Come join us, guys. That's Wednesday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. We'll let you hear what Coach Ra and our quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., said today. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.